I'm Lorcan O'Mahony. I'm the actor. It's been a tough few days because we've been in fairly intensive rehearsals, and those rehearsals have been just repeating absolutely terrible moments from my life for hours and hours on end. But John's been very careful to manage me and manage my time, well aware that it's difficult, a lot of the stuff that I talk about. It's not necessarily that I'm trying to put on a stand-up show and I'm trying to entertain people from a point of zero. People know that I'm coming to share the story. A lot of the audience will know me already. A lot of the audience might have known me through bits and pieces I've written about depression. And so I know that the audience are coming to listen, and that they don't want to sit there and go, just go on and entertain me. That they want to get engaged, and people are coming to this because they want to talk about mental health.
But do you think then that there comes with a different type of audience you're drawing in there? You're drawing in a sincere audience that really wants to relate and identify with what you've sort of struggled with, rather than that aspect of coming purely for a show, for entertainment, for a couple of drinks and whatever else.
I think it's a very different audience. I'm John Young, I'm the director. And I think there will be obviously some people who come along here who like going to the theatre. There'll be people who do theatre and go to the theatre a lot. But also, I think because of the nature of how we've kind of sold the night, the evening, there'll be lots of people who don't go to the theatre. And that's great. I think the venue does that. Again, I think, people will come to the venue that maybe wouldn't go to another venue. So I think if you can kind of put something on that reaches out to a wider audience, then I think that can be really exciting. But I think the nature of the show itself will bring in a different audience. I think also people are intrigued, right? I think that's the other thing. I think people will be coming because they'll be going, what the hell are they doing? What are Lorcan and John doing? What are they up to? They've heard all these different ways that we've described it, and I think people are probably just going to be nosy.
Especially the way that the venue's decorated, people are going to walk in and every expectation they have, they'll probably go, oh, well, what's this now? And I think if we marketed it as a lecture or a stand-up thing, people have these ideas of what that is. Yeah. Or if it was a show and we said, it's just a show or it's a musical, people have their ideas. It's not necessarily been on purpose that we've kind of kept it vague. And we've tried to be as exact as possible. But, if people are coming to a show that's scripted, they might have seen that show before and they have their expectations about what it is, or they've heard the soundtrack online or anything. I think this benefits from being completely new. I mean, we're still finishing it off. And I think that then subverts expectations to begin with. And I think it definitely changes the mindset of the audience, and it makes it for a more open mindset and a more receptive mindset, I think, which is great when talking about mental health.
I mean, I don't think we really know what the show is yet, to be completely honest with you.
On the eve of the show.
Yeah, but of course. But I think we know what it is, obviously. We've made it. So we know that there's scene one and scene two and scene three, and then there's the chicken dance and scene four and scene five. But
you
we won't.
You cut the chicken dance.
We did cut the chicken dance, yeah. We won't know. I think because it relies so heavily on the audience, there's a lot of audience interaction. Because it relies so heavy on the audience, until we put it in front of an audience tonight, we won't know what we're kind of dealing with. Which is, I think that's dead exciting. I mean, maybe it'll be something completely different. But either way, I think, it's exciting. And I think Lorcan's done the super job, and hopefully people will respond really well to it.